Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Leili Nishmas, Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, Rav Moshe Ben Rav Yitzchok Meir. Today is the Yortzeit of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, Rav Moshe Pirzatzal. We've been zoche to learn so much Torah from him, and that I've had the schus of trying to pass it on. Others, and many shiurim, among other things, in Nishlei. So we'll continue with that. And today, this is your site. This is your site. Sara B'Teves. So we're continuing our series of shiurim in Sefer Mishlei. Mishlei begins Mishlei Shlomo ben David Melch Yisrael. L'das chachmo musur l'habinim ribina l'kachas musur haskel tzedek u'mishpura meisharim l'seis l'psoim orm of l'anar. Das und Zima, Yishma Chocham Yosef Lekach Vnov and Tachbulot Yikin Elo Havin Moshe Mlitz Devrichom V'chidoisan. The Proverbs of Shlomo, the son of David, the king of Israel, are to know wisdom and discipline, to comprehend words of understanding, to receive the discipline of wisdom, righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth, let the wise man hear and increase learning, the understanding man shall acquire wise counsels, to understand an allegory and a figure, and a parable, and a parable. The words of the wise and their riddles. Adkan, the first six psukim. So in Pasuk Vav, we've been learning Al Pi Perish Hagro. So he writes, Adkan Akdomas Sefer Mimechaber Litzarach Maasoi V'kola Kalkan Medvarm. So till now we have the Akdom of the Sefer, who is the Mechaber of the Sefer, and why he wrote the Sefer. And it includes here four things. Lilmoid Velasos, as it says, as the Gemara writes, V'amaisa Nechak L'Shaloshes. So first, we have four things here. We have to learn and to do. So what's the Maisa? The Maisa is split up into three things: Lakachas, Lases, V'Yishma. That's what the Pasuk says. First we have Pasuk Beis, L'das, Chacham, Musa, L'Havin, Rabita. That's the learning part. And then we have Pasuk Gimel that says, L'Kachas, Musa, Haskel. That's the Maisa part, to take Musa, Haskel. And then Pasuk Daled, L'Seis, L'Psoim, Arma, to give prudence to the simple. That's one part of the second part of Maisa. And then Yishma, Chacham, V'Yosef, Lekach. And that's the third part. Let the wise man hear and increase learning. And what it says in Pasuk Vav, Lohavin Moshe Umalitza, says Rabbeinu the Gra, that's the same thing as Yishma. V'Yishma v'Lohavin Inyan Echad. V'Hainu. Shemetchila Yikach Adam Es Atzmo La'asos. You have to take yourself to do. To do. V'Acharkach Tiyah Lo Siyata Dishmaya. Then you'll have Siyata Dishmaya. V'Acharkach Yishma V'Yovin Od. So that's the beginning. First, you're taking yourself to do. That's lakachas musar haskil. You take yourself to do. And then ultimately what that has to lead to is siyata dishmaya and yishma v'yavin od. Then you'll understand more. Yishma chacham yosef lekach lav moshem litza. You'll understand more than you originally did after you do. Okay, adkan. Midivrei Kacho Shel Hagro. As Amar Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Zatzal Reb Moshe, the Baal HaYortzeit, that Yishma V'Yavin Od is the third stage of the Avoda. First is the Yikach es atzmo la'asos, that's the first stage. And then siyata dishmaya. And then yishma v'yavin od. So we see from here that the siyata dishmaya is limited. It's not chal until the end of the avoda. There has to be a mahalach even after the siyata dishmaya of yishma v'yavin od v'advon u'srichim yivim. That's nothing, Be'ezrat Hashem. הגמרא במסכת שבת, בדף קדלת עמוד א', כתוב, אמר יש לקיש, מי דכתיב אם לעצים הוא יליצו לאבנים יתן חיים? What does it mean when it says in the pasuk, if to lay tzanim, to clowns, scorners he's going to scorn, and la'anovim, and to humble people he's going to give charm? What does that mean? It means it depends which path you want to go on. Bali tame, poschim lo. A person comes to become tame, so it's opened up for a person in the lake and who yolits. Bali toil, person wants to become tor. Misai moise, he's helped. Rashi, umechin lo pesach. An opening is prepared for you, for him. In other words, the advantage of a bali toir, al pnei a bali tamei, shemechinim lo petach nosaf. Here he has an extra pesach that he can go into. The old bagimol atam rabbanon, lo tetamu behem finit meisim bom. Odo metamei atzmoi ma'at, metamei oso harbe, this is Yom 39a. Melamato, metamei oso melamalo. I apologize, my voice is not as smooth as it usually tries to be. Just have some throat problems today, Baruch Hashem. Milamata mitame osa milamala. From below, person is mitame himself down here, then mitame him from up there. Person mitame himself a little bit, then mitame him a lot. From below, then mitame him from above. Be'ilam hazen mitame osa bo'ilam ha'ilam. Person mitamim in the devil in this world, and mitamim in the next world. Tanu rabbonon, v'skadashtem v'isem kedoshim. Adam mekadish atzmo ma'at mekashin oso harbe. Melamat mekashin oso melamal. Bolam hazem mekashin oso lolam haba. Person mekadish himself a little bit. So the pasuk says, you should be sanctified and you will be sanctified. This Kadash, then you should sanctify yourself. You seem to be sanctified. If you Makai yourself a little bit, then the Makadish you a lot. Makadish yourself down below. Makadish you from up above. And Makadish yourself in Olam Hazet. And Makadish you in Olam Habu. So these are the two Gemaras. For the Gemara Yuma, we see that we're not talking about an Inyan of a Bali Toil, Misayin Oso. We're not talking about the Inyan of someone comes to be Mitaya himself, that he has helped, he has aided. In other words, what we saw in the Gemara in Shabbos 104a, first Gemara. Because it says here the same Lashon Lenin Toma and the same Lashon Lenin Kedusha. So we see in the Gemara in Shabbos the distinction between Toma and Kedusha. By Toma, it says Poskim Lo. By Kedusha, it says, by Taira, it says Messiah Yosef, Mechim Lo Pesach. So it's a different Lashon. And here, with regards to Tumah and Kedusha, it's the same Lashon. So it's a different Mahalach than we have in the Gemara on Shabbos. Here the Mahalach is a different Mahalach of Nesina. A person is given more than he worked. And that's the Lashonus of Umalo Lamata. Lamata, in other words, when a person is Mekadish himself, according to the his own limits, his own boundaries, the Mekadish and Melamala, what's beyond his boundaries. So this is different. In the Sechet Shabbos, we talk about you are Boletar, you're helped. Chim lo pesach. In this Gemara, that an opening is prepared for you. In this Gemara, it's more than an opening is prepared for you. You can advance, but they give you more than your avoda, more than you worked. It's a higher madriga than we saw on Shabbos, and that's also again, like I said, the lashon of milamata is the fear gvulim, the fear gdorim, and then milkashim also milamala. Beyond your gedolim, beyond your gevulim. B'inyan abodet ha'er misayim oisoi. Hakavanah בסייעתא דשמיא, הבא רק בצורה של סיוע בדרך עבודה. שם יש הבדל בין הסיוע לבל לטמא ובין הסיוע לבל לטהר. We're talking about לבל לטהר, we're talking about the סייעתא דשמיא. That a person is helped in several of them, the Zidim is seen about the time, about the time. Mashiach came in as Kaddish Tavis and Kedoshim. Metubar al Gumul, al Adam Shekvar Nitma, o Shekvar Kiddesh et Atzmo. Uba Gumul Shel Tosefet, al Mar Kvar Shil, al Mar Shekvar Yisig. And here the Gumul is the same. The first Gemara in Yuma is talking about Siyu B'derech HaVodah. The second Gemara is talking about Gemul. It's talking about when you're paid more than you did. Tosefes on your avodah. And that applies side to Tuma and side to Kedusha. The first Gemara is talking about being helped in your avodah. The second Gemara is payment, is a reward, or a punishment. That volume of flying, just as I'm shot in these Gemaras, why she was such a guy. Such a tifa blade, such a הסתכלות עמוקה, חודרת, נוקבת. אז הדברים מבוארים במסילת ישרים, בתחילת מדרגת הקדושה. עניין הקדושה כפול. דהיינו, תחילתו עבודה וסופו גמול. תחילתו השתדלות וסופו Matana, the meaning of Kiddusha is dual. First you work, then you get paid, get rewarded. First you do a shtablus, and then you get a receive a gift. Finally, she tchilaso shel hu, ma she adam mekadish atzmai, v'soifoi ma she mekadishim osa. The beginning is that you mekadish yourself, and the end is that you are sanctified. That person is Mekadish himself a little bit, or Mekadish him a lot. Mekadish himself below, or Mekadish him from above. If you are medayik in the lashon of Rabbeinu the Mesilas Yisharim, it would appear that the lashon of Ma'at and Harbei is parallel to the inyan of Avod and Gemul, because he says Tchilas Avod and Sofu Gemul, and then parallel to that he writes Mekadishin Mekadish Atzmo Ma'at Mekadishin Oso Harbei. You do your avoda, Mekadish yourself a little bit. Get Gemul and Mekadish Yivolat. And then he writes weiter, Chilasu Shadus Sof Matan, it's parallel to the second part of Mekadish Yivolat, if a person is Mekadish Sof Matan, it's a Shadus, Mekadish Yivolat Ma'ilo, that's Matan. As Mefuar Lehedya, Midvarav, Shanyan Shal Mekadishim Oto Milamala, Eino Inyan Shal Siyata, this inyan of Mekadishim Osam Lamalo is not just an inyan of a person being helped, but rather it's an inyan of Gemul. Zeo kol inyan HaKdusha. It's a reward. The Seder HaAvodah, according to Mesilas Yesharim, is in the order of Tzadik, Chassid, and Kadosh. Tzadik is Mekayim, the whole Torah of Shlemus. Chassid is also called the Torah. It's Mishtadel Shamaisim Achorim. Shel Nyanei Olam Hazeh Lo Yispashtu Me'ever L'Gvulam V'yafsidu Et Ma She'omed Mechutz Alehen Echad Ma'isim Ve'atzmam Heim Achisoran. The Chassid, is also called the Torah, takes an effort that his physical deeds of Nyanei Olam Hazeh should not extend beyond their border.
was harm,
and what is nanif, and what is not supposed to be nanif on. And then the Kadosh is to take the chamrius and elevate them, to make an avoid out of the chamrius. The chassid, the tar, is careful about in Yoni Olam Hazeh to try to just take the minimum. And the kadosh goes beyond that. Kadosh and the kadosh in Yoni Olam Hazeh. Now, as far as our own madriga in this world, we have no asaga. We have no way of achieving kedusha. That has to be God's gift. And that's the biur ha'inyan b'divrei ha'gula. Yesh shlosha shlavim. Kodim yikach et etzmo la'asot. Take yourself to do what you have to do. That's the chelek of the tzaddik. Then vayter, the siyata d'shmaya. That's the siyua, that's the help in the whole malach of avoda, in order that he should reach Tyre, which is the hamshecha avoda. But Pasha, the siyua also relates to tzitkus, parenthetically. But the second stage is the siyata d'shmaya, that relates to the chassid, the tar, that he should be able to work with Tyre and not be nanif when he's not supposed to be nanif from. And that he's going to have siyata d'shmaya, but there's a limit to the siyata d'shmaya. And then vayter yishma v'yovin oid. That's the gemul that he's given from above. Kufishin et be'er kvar b'sof ha'pasuk. Yishma ha'chacham v'yosef lekach. Zeh tosefet v'ribui zeh tichilato ishtadlut v'sofo matana. Zeh inyan shel v'skadashtem. Dvarim nifla'im v'yoter. Hagmara b'mesechet brachot. P'tav samch dal adam dal af omeret. Amar rabi chia bar Rashi amarav. תלמידי חכמים אין להם מנוחה לא בעולם הזה ולא בעולם הבא. שנאמרו ילכו מחיל אל חיל, ירא אלוקים בציון. תלמידי חכמים, don't have מנוחה, not in this world, not in the next world. It says they'll go from strength to strength. They'll be seen to Hashem and Zion, אין להם מנוחה. They have no rest, because they go from yeshiva to yeshiva and from medrash to medrash. They just keep going, they keep shagging, what we say today. And they're learning. So what does it mean? Chayil, chayil is hatzlacha. Yisrael osir chayil, as we've seen by Midbar 24:18. Zeh sachar, zeh hesek. Michayil al chayil, ma zeh? Zeh betehilim, perek pei dalid, pasuk chet. Shischar echad, mevi schar acher. One schar brings to another schar. Ve'en tochen ha'anyan she'milichatchila kach hi ha'tzura shel ha'schar. She'im kacha lo she'ach lomar she'en lehem menucha she'rei zehu guf ha'schar. Ela bi'ur ha'dvarim שהשכר עצמו שניתן הוא זה שממנו מתחייב השכר הנוסף שיחול עליו. It's not pshat that this is the tsura of the schar. That one schar brings to another schar. What it means is that the schar that's given is mechayev another schar. Once they get schar A, they have to get schar B. Gemara says this, quoting the pasuk, "Viskadashtem v'isam kedoshim." What's the avoda? The avoda is viskadashtem. That's a mahalach of avoda. But the schar is also part of the avoda, because the avoda is to be holy, and that itself is schar. And in the Mela, since we're talking about a type of avoda that encompasses within its schar, in the Mela it's mechayiv more schar. Because once you get the first schar, since the first schar was in a mahalach of avoda, therefore that's mechayiv another schar. Wow. brackets. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. Nefshchaim sha'al of Perikid Beis explains that the mitzvah itself is schar. But what in this world was a mitzvah, an avoda, an olam haba is schar. In the Beis HaLevi, he writes that the schar mitzvah is itself a mitzvah. Since the chosen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to give schar in the mitzvahs, when a person is mekayim a mitzvah and he gets schar, he's mekayim the rotzon of Hashem. Hashem loves us. He's our Father. He wants to give us good. So when you're mekayim a mitzvah and you get schar, that itself mandates more schar, because that's the rotzon of Hashem, that you should get schar for doing this mitzvah. So by doing the mitzvah and getting schar, that requires more schar. Ah, because that's another key in rotzon of Hashem. And it snowballs. And so to an avodah. When one is Makabla and one does an Aveira, one is an Aveira. Someone does an Aveira, so he gets punished, and that punishment gives Hashem Tzar, Hashem doesn't want to punish. So maybe that brings that snowballs also. So Rav Chaya beautifully writes that the way to be Mitake in the end of Einish is to be Makabla Yahavah, because God doesn't want us to suffer. See, Makabla is suffering Yahavah. There's a difference. They say in the wage today, but it's true also in Yiddishkeit, lahavdil, $1 million. There's a difference between pain and suffering. Pain, everybody has pain. Everybody has emotional pain, and everybody has physical pain. That's man's existential fate. But not everybody has to suffer. A person can enjoy the pain. Person can sit at the dentist's chair and think to himself, wow, because of this drilling, think of all the delicious food I'm going to be able to eat. Think of the fact that I'm doing a mitzvah of protecting my body, of feeling myself. Think of the parnassah I'm giving my dentist. My dentist also has a mortgage to pay. Think of the health that this is going to bring my body. Oral health impacts the whole body. So, it's painful, but you don't have to suffer. Depends what you're telling yourself. So we have this idea of schar mitzvah mitzvah. Schar mitzvah, the mitzvah that you did, is the schar. It's not just like Nefesh Chaim says. It's not money. Money is no inherent connection between the work you did and the money. You did work, and the person knows that you want money in return, so you get money. But money can be for your for being a taxi driver. Money can be for selling a t-shirt. There's no inherent connection between the money and the service provided or what you sold. But the mitzvah itself, each mitzvah gets a different type of schar, because the mechus of the mitzvah is the schar. You're creating, it's like a lahavdil, mashal gas that you work hard to bake a cake. So that avoid itself is the schar, because then you eat the cake. You can have your cake and eat it too. The avoid was in the cake, and that itself is the schar. The avoid is the mitzvah, and that's the schar. And Hashem loves giving schar, and the male when he gives schar, he wants to give more schar. So this schar is the time of avodah, because it's viskad yishem. You're doing avodah becoming kadosh, which is in itself a schar. Now you're holier. And the mele of yisim kadosh, you're going to get even more than you did. And the schar is in the halach of your avodah. Your avodah was in this kadash and the mele of yisim kadosh. Mari Rabbosai, this relates to Shabbos. And with God's help, in the next shiur, we will talk about Shabbos. This is amazing. Before we conclude, I just want to say a few words. It's the Yortzeit of Moreinu Rabbeinu HaGaon Rav Moshe Zatzal. And first of all, one of his main themes, which is so relevant today, Bechlal, is a website called Lahavim. You can listen to hundreds and hundreds of shiurim. They have my recordings for each year. Amazing. Wherever did that work. Thanks, Rabbi Baron. Amazing work. But you have Shiurim all the way going back about 30 years or so. Each year you have Myra Makamos, and it's clear. The sound is very good. And it's another website that's devoted just to selling Sfarim, the Prinat Sfarim. He has over 15,000 recorded Shiurim that I heard. And he has not only Inyanim, what they call today Machshavah, but he has so many different areas they're putting on Sfarim and Tyrus. Yes, and Shas. Yes, Rambam. You give him Ikrim. So many amazing Shiurim. And he was definitely one of the most original thinkers of our generation. And not so many people around today, with all due respect, who are, I would call them original thinkers in the area of Jewish thought. In Shas and Gemara, there are a lot of Svarim Sifrei Chidushin that come out. But as far as maybe, I don't think he would like the term, so he'll forgive me, but someone who I would call a philosopher, oh yeah, the old thinker, original thinker, not just saying Anu Pshat, Anu Chap, and a Pasuk, but really giving him a Hal Chaim, a philosophy of life, a Veltan Shaung. So from that, you really got from Rav Moshe. And it was based on so much knowledge and so much depth. And the Talmidim, the Kol Talmidim Sadan, I heard it as a Hasbeh from God, Rav David Kohn Shvita. It was a Talmud. It was the Rosh Hashiva Chevron. It's one of the Gedolei Rosh Hashivas today. He's asked to speak at almost every event. You see how big a rov is, by the way, by whose Talmidim are. Because if Gedolei Olam are your Talmidim, so then you know he's Gedolei Olam and Rav Moshe's Talmidim are Gedolei Olam. One of his Talmidim is Rav Karl Bach, who writes the Chavetz Elis HaSharon. You see for the Chavetz Elis HaSharon, it's off the charts in the Parsha. It's not incredible. So he's a Talmud. David Cohen's a Talmud. And many, many great people sat by his feet. Yeshua Hartman, the Mahadir of the Maharal, is a Talmud. Many, many great Talmidei Chacham geniuses consider themselves as Talmidim. Shmuel Yaakov Bornstein, Zman Shagag Oinim, Shishiva Kiryas Melech, who was nifter a number of years ago, who wrote many Sfarim. Zosu Yaakov, he wrote Chumash and Shas, and he was Mamish holding everywhere, so he considered himself a Talmud. Fudner said about Rav Moshe when he was in his 40s, he said, in his age group, he's a God Lador. This was in Rav Moshe's youth. These Shiurim HaMishle were given when he was about 40. And so you really get Hashkafas Chaim on everything. Had a look at the Medina. Talks a lot about the Medina. He doesn't speak explicitly because Rav Moshe was a very elevated person. So he often was miramis to things that he didn't want to bring it down to the nuts and bolts of what's going on in current events, but he often related to current events, and he would emphasize that the most current of events is the Torah. And he would show how the Torah relates to everything going on. It's an incredible sikha after the falling of the Twin Towers. Incredible sikha. Again, these are all recorded. They're written up. There's a beautiful Yid, I don't even know his name. He writes anonymously. Every week he puts out an email where he writes up a sikha of Rav Moshe, but it's not a word-for-word write-up, but he edits it beautifully, makes sure it's 4 pages, not too long, not too short. And you hear Moshe's words coming through. Moshe spoke a beautiful modern Hebrew that I wouldn't call it modern. And he just had a fresh perspective on so many different topics. And Mamar Chazal, I remember sitting in his chair, and he would say something, he'd say, Pirush! He would like go to the mic and say, Pirush! And you know, I'm sitting at the edge of my seat, probably everyone else is also like, okay, well, like, well yeah, what's the Pirush? And he would speak deliberately, very, very serious. He really gave you a sense of the gravitas of life. It's not a joke. One of his main themes was Dibur. Speak again and again about Dibur, how much wasted words there are in this world. And we know that that's, today's a lot worse than it was in his time today with Twitter and Facebook and podcasts, YouTube videos, endless blogs, websites, shows, just a lot of mellow, wasted speech. People don't appreciate the value of speech. And people are saying things a lot of times that are not really their own words, just parroting, because we're all products of our culture, our society. Other things they've heard, and the vitriol that people, with which people speak, and the madrigal level of speech, and today with especially the nibble pet, it's atrocious. People, you know, politicians, well-dressed people, they speak with such nibble pet, and nibble pet means what we would call curse words, and nibble pet just means talking about topics that shouldn't be discussed. The whole inyan of the fact that it's so public and it's constantly being spoken about. It's against everything Kaddish. You're around the person like Rav Moshe, he just elevates you to a different Madrega. Madrega of Kedusha, Madrega of Dveikus Bashem, where you realize that that's really all that matters in life. It's Kiras Hashem, Dveikus Bashem, doing well to Hashem. And Lafoch Kolam Yusuf Abulak, Pasuk that he quoted, like, quote, in Spanya, Gimel Tess, that everything will be transformed. You talk so often about the Hibuch, how everything's going to be transformed. From Ra to Tov, from Tommy to Tar, from Ksenius to Pinius. And it's not only the Hibuch, but it's the Hibuch of Yusuf Abulak that everybody should call out with a clear language. Their language will be transformed. We'll be speaking different Dibulim. You often talk and say the word dovol. It's Miloshim Dibur. What's the connection between the thing and speech? That a thing is speaking its essence. And us at Lavo, we're going to be able to see that. We're going to see Kipi Hashem Dibur. We're going to be able to see in creation that God is speaking to us through creation. Speak of answer a lot, the culture from Nabi Carson, because he realized we all have a little bit of Nabi Carson inside of us. He once said, you know, his Talmidim were very serious. As I mentioned, Talmidim Chacham of all Madregas, but everybody who came to hear it, Moshe was somebody who was in Vakish on a certain level. But he had Rabbanim, Rosh Kol, Rosh Yeshiva, Lamdanim, Mechabri Svarim, they would come this year. One time he said, you know, maybe it's true. Maybe there is a God. Constantly talk about Amuna, 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 Amuna. I heard he once gave a series of shiurim in the entire mitzvahs. And he started with the first mitzvah, which is to believe in God. I think he gave 43 shiurim. And he said, we can keep going, but you know, we have to move on to the next mitzvah. This is a beautiful sefer out, and just in the Yud Gimel Ikrim. It's, you know, number of Sarim Yud Gimel Ikrim, but in my opinion, none equals his. Going through each Ikrim and showing the penis of each of Yud Gimel Ikrim where it comes from. But to stress again and again the union of the Muna. It's a real, in the Tilumi world, it's spoken about a lot. Of Kuk, Muna, Muna, L'molem, Muna. Unfortunately, it's very much lacking in our world that people should really, really be ma'amin, to understand what it means to be a ma'amin. To work on their Muna is to cast in our Veda, Pachasu Levenshain. Who gave Shiulam and Panovich, who is talking to the firmest boys, right? Panovich, Abrach, he has a whole sefer just on Amunah. Or Yechazkel on Amunah, because he had to talk to them about Amunah. He gave even people in Panovich. Not only Eshet Torah, people need to learn that there's a God. People in Panovich need to learn that there's a God. All of us. All of us. All of Lashon Ha'alim Hester. When she spoke so much about Lashon HaKodesh, look at the meaning of each word. Olam Ha'alim Hester. God is hiding in this world. Speaking again and again about Amunah. How important it is to believe, to really believe, and to live our belief. And everyone, she was such a person. Everyone, she was up every morning, go for Bayit Gan, down to seek in the Kosel. One year, the Gabbai of the Minyan announced that we're going to have slichs before davening because of time constraints. And Rav Moshe muttered, a reform is Zach. It's a reform. Reform, you're changing the Surah of Tefillah, that the slichs are going to be before davening, and then the Gabbai quickly grabbed a hold of himself, and he said, we're going to have slichs like regular. He did not know how your reform Jews are saying slichs, halavai. Halavai reform should start saying slichs before Tefillah. But One story, Moshe was sick. He went to various kavodim. And he davened for like 12, 14 hours. He just sat in each kever and davened, davened. He had so many shiurim about tefillah, about the olimic of tefillah. We just sitting davening. We're kids, what's davening? Get a sitter and you read the sitter. Read. Just read what it says. That's davening. Not by Ramush. Ramush had so much penis, his tefillah. And he lived it. He didn't just talk about it. He wasn't a professor in Hebrew. I'm always so impressed when I read academic literature and see, wow, what a bechias these guys have. And look at the richness of their language, the academic language. They quote hundreds and hundreds of Marakutmas. This article, that article, this book, and that book. How do they have time for all this? And they write article after article. But like a guy in Ryan Lichtenstein once said that he once stopped the mincha in a certain university, and it was like 7 minutes flat, the whole mincha, right? After all the philosophy and all the books. But if you don't live it, I'm not saying that there are professors who don't live their Yiddishkeit. Sure there are. But you can write all the books you want about tefillah, but if your whole tefillah is just chicha, you know, just get it over with. So what's it worth? Moshe would dive and dive and dive and spend hours in tefillah. And he would barely sleep. It's an incredible thing. He would barely sleep. He didn't see it on him. He spoke with such koyach. You never see him yawning. Showing signs of fatigue. Even though he's barely sleeping. You know, wouldn't go to bed. He'd just learn. Until he just fell asleep on the spot wherever he was. In the living room. And it was the tufa, he was so poor. Moshe was very poor for the tufa. I don't know, maybe his whole life he was poor, I don't know. But he would walk. He would walk from Bayit to Gan to the mirror. Couldn't afford a bus. And Moshe is an incredible thing, really incredible thing that I know is that he never ever spoke about himself. Never mentioned my wife, never heard one say shli. Didn't speak about his children. Didn't speak. Occasionally, on a rare occasion, he would tell a story from his own life that he experienced for a certain lesson that was learned. A lot of times, you hear people saying they tell stories about themselves. Mishpaita, merely halav. They have to say, the person said harav. They say this about themselves and that about themselves. That's, by the way, how you know a person's great. That's one of the ways to see if a person's great if you want to connect to a person. See how much they talk about themselves. The less, the better. It's not about them. Griff Cook was asked to daven for a son to see who there was in those of children. He said, I can't, then I'm davening for myself. I can't daven for myself. Griff Cook had a neshama klolos. It's a story they tell anyway. Got a neshama klolos, also Moshe. Moshe was afar from the from Griff Cook, even though he's a Talmud of Hutter. Hutter was a Talmud of Griff Cook. He says, I owe 50% of my personality to Griff Cook, because we're dying like we still like the quote. But it's not about me. It's not about my achievements. Even when you would say chedushim, you would say tons of chedushim. It was never, oh, ben yidash li v'chashafi lo imal. But the fizan he will tell him, and he'll tell him, I want to say like this. So I thought to say, so after all this is what I thought. That is not, a lot of times, okay, we're all people. I don't want to show me critical, hypercritical of people. We're all people. We love ourselves, and that's the way we were created, to love ourselves. But to Moshe, it was completely about the Torah, it was completely about Hashem. One time, he was getting covered, but it was the egg, he screamed. It's the Levush of Hashem! Hashem, Malach Geus Lavesh. This being great is Hashem, it's Hashem's Levush. The Yavi Melech HaKov, he's the Melech HaKov. How can I take Hashem's Levush? So the Ramban says in his letter, in his Gelos HaRamban, how can you take Kov? It's Hashem's. Kov is Hashem. Why should live that? He was cool. He married Kov. He was a beautiful person to look at. He had a beautiful Suha. But he was cool. He married Kov. By the way, I'm saying this is a person. I'm sorry for talking about myself for a moment. I don't have that tone of emotion. I speak about myself much too much. But my personality, for those who know me, is that I'm a very joking guy. I love comedy and humor. Being laid back, chilling, being cool. I enjoy that type of my life in life.
from Moshe was the diametral opposite.
Occasionally he would say a joke, but it was always with a lot of amkus to it, and not, with a serious face. Moshe said his midas yirin adahav. So what I'm trying to bring out is that even though his personality was so diametrically opposed to mine, not that I'm putting myself on the same levels, and I'm still so attracted to him, his Torah, his personality, despite the fact that it's so different than my own. And I know when I have his personality, I'm happy with the way Hashem made me. I serve Hashem the way Hashem made me. And he served Hashem the way Hashem made him. He tried to maximize his own potential, his own personality, and his own nature. And I do that with myself, and I encourage everybody else to just be themselves. There is nothing truer than true. There's no one you are than you, as Dr. Seuss beautifully put it. Everybody has to be themselves. But he was cool, he was covered. Like I said before, he used the word gravitas, the heaviness. That life is serious. And to take it seriously. And to grow, and to be in a constant state of growth. I heard from one of his other Talmud, even another massive Talmud Chacham, going, more Rabbi Yehuda Mishael Steinberg Shlita. He spoke about Rav Moshe. He said, yeah, Rav Moshe speaks so many times. He never once ended without saying something in Maisa. After all the deep philosophy and analysis in Ma'amarim, it was always in Maisa. It wasn't just, oh, look what a great Chiddushim we said today. It was always to bring it down to the Maisa, to become better people, to become better Ovdei Hashem, to become more Ruchni, less Gashmi, less shallow. So much more to say about Rav Moshe Meir Feinstein. The Shmuel Zichro Tav Kol Nefesh. And Rav Zeche, even though, again, he's not alive anymore, unfortunately. So sadly, he died much too young. But, I thought I'm telling you, Hashem, when was the right time to go? He died exactly when he was supposed to die. But as far as we're concerned, from our human perspective, it's me, Tainan, and Murasa. It's hard to find somebody to take his place. But we can still learn his Torah. And we should be a shikul, each one in his own way, a little bit of Tumurasa, to add a little bit to the world of the message that Rav Moshe was trying to give over to the world. And again, those who don't know Hebrew, so in my shul, or Hashem, especially initially, I've tried to give over a lot of Rav Moshe's Torah, Parashat Shiru, Moedim Shiru. There's a whole set called the Fikei Mayim, the Moedim, beautiful. That's not his language, it's the language of the author. But the Tochen is Rav Moshe. But the weekly Parsha emails are Mamash Moshe's language, Rav Moshe's language. So we should be Zerach to be Dovik. I hope that in Gan Eden we'll be able to be Zerach to sit at his feet, to connect them, both in this world and the next world. It says in many Sfarim that when you learn a Tzadik's Torah, you connect to him. His Neshama grafts onto yours. You can also learn the opposite me, the negative learning of the Torah, people aren't so great, but me the Torah and Ruba. This is say from Orinayim, Orinayim with Bior. So the Dhamma, he brings many farm, many sources to this effect. Ari Berzov mentions in one of his Shirim, he sent me a source also for this. Zachal the Torah, which is Gadol, he did not Shir of Irish. So we should Zachal, me to Hashem, to learn from Moshe, to connect to Moshe, and to have a constant Nisalus in our Avoda. And I thank you so, so much for listening. And it's Hashem, hopefully in the future we'll talk more about Rav Moshe. And of course, it's Torah. Shalom, shalom, Suvi Yisrael.